Section 108 of 15,000 Useful Phrases by Grenville Kleiser. Read for LibriVox.org by Jill Berman. As a child in play scatters the heaps of sand that he has piled on the seashore. As a cloud that gathers her robe like drifted snow. As a flower after a drought drinks in the steady plunging rain. As a leaf that beats on a mountain. As a lion grieves at the loss of her whelps. As a man plowing all day longs for supper and welcome sunset. As a sea disturbed by opposing winds. As amusing as a litter of likely young pigs. As arbitrary as a cyclone and as killing as a pestilence. As austere as a Roman matron. As beautiful as the purple flush of dawn. As blind as a mole. As brief as sunset clouds in heaven. As bright as sunlight on a stream, as busy as a bee, as cattle driven by a gadfly, as chimney sweepers come to dust, as clear as a whistle, as clear as the parts of a tree in the morning sun, as close as oak and ivy stand, as delicate and as fair as a lily, as delightful to the mind as cool well water to thirsty lips. As diamond cuts diamond, as direct and unvarying as the course of a homing bird, as distinct as night and morning, as dry as desert dust, as dumb as a fish, as easily as the sun shines, as easy as a turn of the hand, as elastic as a steel spring, as extinct as the dodo, as faint as the memory of a sound, as familiar to him as his alphabet, as fatal as the fang of the most venomous snake, as fleeting and elusive as our dreams, as foam from a ship's swiftness, as fresh and invigorating as a sea breeze, as full of eager vigor as a mountain stream, as full of spirit as a gray squirrel, as gay and busy as a brook, as gently as the flower gives forth its perfume, as gently as withered leaves float from a tree, as graceful as a bough, as grave as a judge, as great as the first day of creation, as high as heaven, as I dropped like a bolt from the blue, as I dwelt like a sparrow among the spires, as if a door were suddenly left ajar into some world unseen before, as impossible as to count the stars in illimitable space, as in the footsteps of a god, as inaccessible to his feet as the clefts and gorges of the clouds, as inexorable as the flight of time, as innocent as a new-laid egg, as iridescent as a soap bubble, as locusts gather to a stream before a fire, as mellow and deep as a psalm, as men strip for a race, so must an author strip for the race with time, as merry as bees in clover, as nimble as water, as one who has climbed above the earth's eternal snow line and sees only white peaks and pinnacles, as pale as any ghost, as patient as the trees, as quick as the movement of some wild animal, as quiet as a nun breathless with adoration, as radiant as the rose, as readily and naturally as ducklings take to water, as reticent as a well-bred stockbroker, as ruthlessly as the hoof of a horse tramples on a rose, as shallow streams run dimpling all the way, as simple as the intercourse of a child with its mother, as sleep falls upon the eyes of a child tired with a long summer day of eager pleasure and delight, as some vast river of unfailing source, as stars that shoot along the sky, as still as a stone, as stupid as a sheep, as sudden as a dislocated joint slipping back into place. as summer winds that creep from flower to flower, as supple as a stepladder, as swaggering and sentimental as a penny novelette, as swift as thought, as the accumulation of snowflakes makes the avalanche, as the bubble is extinguished in the ocean, as the dew upon the roses warms and melts the morning light, as the fair cedar, fallen before the breeze, lies self-embalmed amidst the moldering trees, as the light straw flies in darkening whirlwinds, as the lightning cleaves the night, as the loud blast that tears the skies, as the slow shadows of the pointed grass mark the eternal periods, as those move easiest who have learned to dance, as though a rose should shut and be a bud again, as though Pharaoh should set the Israelites to make a pen instead of a pyramid, as approachable as a star, as weird as the Ulfin lights, as well try to photograph the other side of the moon, at extreme tension like a drawn bow, away he rushed like a cyclone, awkward as a cart horse. End of section 108. This recording is in the public domain.